From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I am Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for the New York State of Politics blog. A new Siena College poll released Tuesday, January 21st, has found support for New York's bail reform law eroding. According to the survey, 49% of those surveyed believe the law is bad for the state, compared to 38% in April. The law went into effect January 1st and ended cash bail requirements for anyone accused of misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. According to Siena, 56% of independent voters say it is bad for the state, 64% of suburban voters oppose the measure, and 57% of those surveyed over age 55 are also in opposition. The poll comes as some lawmakers have proposed amending the law to give judges the ability to decide whether a person is too dangerous to be released from custody. This addition of judicial discretion to the statute is opposed by criminal justice advocates who point to racial discrimination as a factor in keeping people of color behind bars. Poll also found Governor Andrew Cuomo has seen an increase in both his favorability and his job performance rating since November. Among those surveyed, there is also broad support for various proposals in the governor's agenda this year. 81% support requiring businesses to give employees at least 5 paid sick days. 79% support reducing the corporate tax rate for small businesses by 2.5%. 76% back an equal rights amendment in the state constitution, and 75% say workers in the so-called gig economy should have basic employee protections. The poll of 814 registered voters was conducted from January 11th to 16th. Read the full story, nystateofpolitics.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for the New York State of Politics blog. A new Siena College poll released Tuesday, January 21st, has found support for New York's bail reform law eroding. According to the survey, 49% of those surveyed believe the law is bad for the state, compared to 38% in April. The law went into effect January 1st and ended cash bail requirements for anyone accused of misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. According to Siena, 56% of independent voters say it is bad for the state, 64% of suburban voters oppose the measure, and 57% of those surveyed over age 55 are also in opposition. The poll comes as some lawmakers have proposed amending the law to give judges the ability to decide whether a person is too dangerous to be released from custody. This addition of judicial discretion to the statute is opposed by criminal justice advocates who point to racial discrimination as a factor in keeping people of color behind bars. Poll also found Governor Andrew Cuomo has seen an increase in both his favorability and his job performance rating since November. Among those surveyed, there is also broad support for various proposals in the governor's agenda this year. 81% support requiring businesses to give employees at least 5 paid sick days. 79% support reducing the corporate tax rate for small businesses by 2.5%. 76% back an equal rights amendment in the state constitution. And 75% say workers in the so-called gig economy should have basic employee protections. The poll of 814 registered voters was conducted from January 11th to 16th. Read the full story, nystateofpolitics.com. Jane Flash is reporting for WHAM-TV. A bill to extend the Child Victim Act for the second year has been introduced in the New York State Senate. The bill, sponsored by Democrat Brad Holliman, would add a full year to the already extended statute of limitations for certain child sexual abuse cases. In August 2019, the law opened a year-long window for sex abuse victims to take legal actions against their alleged abusers, regardless of when the alleged abuse may have occurred. More than 1,300 civil lawsuits have been filed statewide by at least 1,700 child sex abuse survivors as of December. Holliman argues that adding an additional year onto the CBA would give other survivors more time to learn about the new law and I quote, seek the justice that was denied them by New York's formerly prohibitive civil statute of limitations, end quote. If approved, the measure would take effect immediately. You can read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. Rachel Wiseman is reporting for the Columbia paper. The new Lebanon Town Board started the year with a new town supervisor, new board members, and the addition of new committees to extend the board's outreach. Newly sworn town supervisor Trista Hotling led the January 2nd organizational meeting. Two of the four board members, Jesse Newton and Norman Rasmussen, are returning. Deborah Gordon and John Traynor are newly elected. Hotling announced the formation of three committees, Business and Economic Development, Volunteer, and Project Management. Rasmussen was named a liaison to Project Management, with Hotling noting that his substantial experience managing municipal projects will serve the town well. Rasmussen was appointed the board's liaison to the new Volunteer Committee as well. The committee's purpose is to enlist the help of volunteers with community functions. Hotling said there will be a targeted effort to recruit New Lebanon High School and Darrow School students to do their community service time with the town. Gordon was named the liaison to the Business and Economic Development Committee, and members of the local business community and residents will be invited to participate. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the New York State Liquor Authority last week voted to allow Dutchess County liquor stores the option of staying open until 9 p.m., 2 hours later than previously permitted. In addition, retailers can now be open on Thanksgiving, but must remain closed on Christmas Day. Some Dutchess County liquor retailers lobbied the county legislature in 2019, asking them to pass a resolution requesting the state extend the hours. The legislature approved it, and County Executive Marcus Molinaro then vetoed the measure, asking for broader public participation. Once that occurred, it was sent to the state for further action. The Liquor Authority conducted a public hearing, then voted in favor of the change. Paige Flory, owner of Boutique Wines and Spirits in Fishkill, was instrumental in bringing the issue to the county legislature and is delighted by the outcome. Not all liquor store proprietors are pleased with the change. Gene MacArthur, the owner of MacArthur's Wines and Liquors in Hyde Park, says the changes are unfortunate. She said the added hours will not increase business, just increase operating expenses and create potential safety issues. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.